Section 2, Strategies for Coping with Stress, Part 3, Saying No.
So our third strategy, and I think this is probably something all of us find really difficult from time to time, is to have the confidence to say no. Now, why do we find it so difficult to say no to requests from others when we know that saying yes will put us under a huge amount of pressure or even lead to stress? Saying no means accepting the need to explain ourselves and to negotiate with the other person. But it also means that we are exposing ourselves to criticism or resentment. Ultimately, I think that the fear of being thought of badly reinforces the state of dependence in which we find ourselves saying yes to tasks. What we don't want is for people to think of us as being unhelpful. So, saying no is all about taking control and being assertive. Here are four bits of advice to put into practice that will help you to say no effectively. The first one is, don't feel guilty. Your refusal does not reflect badly on you, and don't give in to emotional blackmail. Secondly, don't rush in. Take your time to consider the pros and cons of the situation, then give your answer. And if necessary, ask for more time to think over your decision. The more time you have to think and reflect, the clearer your rationale will be to say no. Thirdly, don't attack the person making the request. Use I statements to communicate to others that you are speaking for yourself and that you are not blaming them unfairly. So an example of this would be to say, I cannot take this project on at this time, rather than saying, you're always asking me to take on projects. The more we own our rationale, the less defensive the person on the receiving end will feel. And finally, and this is perhaps my favorite technique, is to adapt something called the broken record, which basically involves a calm repetition of a statement or a request over and over again, and not being thrown off course by the comments or tactics of the person making the request. Ultimately, the more you reinforce the same message, you will get through that brick wall, and hopefully they'll take on board what you're saying. So, when it comes to saying no, remember it's down to you to decide whether you're going to take on that project and how you're going to tackle it given the time available to you. And always remember, saying yes to one thing will mean saying no to something else. So always be mindful of what the trade-off is going to be.